Hello, this is Shlomo Schwartz. Welcome back. We are learning Masechta Pesachim. We are holding in the middle of Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Yesterday we learned the Mishnah regarding what if somebody was involved in a mitzvah or had to save people there from a situation of sakana, and he realized that he forgot to pour some of his chametz. What is the halacha? Similarly, the Mishnah here brings down a similar instance situation in Kodshim. If somebody had left Yerushalayim and you're not supposed to take kodshim, meat from a carbon, kodshim kalim, you're not allowed to take it outside of Yerushalayim, and he did by mistake. So the din is if you take it outside of Yerushalayim, you have to burn it. If somebody left Yerushalayim in Nizkan, he realized afterwards Shiyesh Biyadai Psar Kodesh, that he has in his hands and amongst his possessions Psar Kodesh, he has meat from a carbon. So then the Mishnah tells us it depends. Im Avat Sofim, if he passed the mountain called Sofim, and the reason it's called Sofim is because Sofim is a lesson of being able to see from a distance. You're able to see the Beis HaMikdash from this mountain. Then it's okay, you don't have to go back, you don't have to return and have to burn the kachin, you can burn it where you are. So far, bin koma. You can burn the kachin that you have with you in the place where you are, as long as you can still see the Beis HaMikdash. In love, if you can't, if you pass Sofim and you can't see the Beis HaMikdash anymore, chozer b'sofer, you have to go back, you have to return to Yerushalayim, and you have to burn it, lufnei ha-pira, me'atzeh ha-maracha. Before the pira, from the atzeh ha-maracha, from the wood pile that's used in preparation to be used on the Mizbeach. Lufnei ha-pira is a machlokas in the Gemara, whether the pira is the harabayas, or the pira was the asura. But if you pass Sofim, you have to return and burn it in lufnei ha-pira. Va'ad kama, the Mishnah now asks, until for how much in chozer? How much of a shear of basar hegdish that you find are you required to go back? Says the Mishnah, Rav Meir Omer, Meir says, zeh v'zeh b'kadeya. He says, this and this you have to return b'kadeya. What is the lesson of this and this? Because our Mishnah was brought in as a result of the previous Mishnah, where we spoke about chametz that you forgot and you realize that you did not burn. So as a continuation of that Mishnah, Rav Meir says, in both cases, both in the case of chametz and in the case of basar hegdish, how much is the shear for which you would have to return to burn the chametz or to burn the hegdish? So he holds zeb zeb kabeya. In both cases, it have to be only a shekel shear of a kabeya. If it's less than the shear of a kabeya, which is the shear of an egg, you would not have to return. Rav Yehuda says, zev zeh b'kazayis. In both cases, both the case of hegdish and in the case of chametz, it's a lower shear, a lesser shear of b'kazayis, which is the size of an aleph. What is the machlokas? Why do they argue? So the Bartimur explains, the Meir holds that you return based on the shear of tumah. Tumah by Ochlin only occurs if it's the size of a kabeya. So therefore, that is the shear that guides us in terms of whether you need to go back or not. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that you go by the shear of the Isser. What's the Isser from? It's b'kazayis. The same thing with kachim. So therefore, he holds that anything kazayis or more, we would require you to go back. But the Chachamim say, sort of a middle ground or a compromise, b'sar kodesh b'kazayis. For b'sar kodesh, you would have to go back if it had a shear of b'kazayis, which is a lesser shear. However, by chametz, because it's chulin, it doesn't have that extra chumra of being kachim, you would go back only if it's the shear of a kabeya. So the more mekel by chametz, since it's not kodesh, as opposed to psar kodesh, because of the chumra of kachim, we would return even in a lesser shear. The Bartanur tells us that lahalacha we paskin like the chacham. That's the end of Mishnah Ches, and with this we finish Perek Gimel. Now we're up to Perek Dalet. The Mishnah begins, just as by way of background, it's important to know that Erev Pesach is more chamor than typical Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, in that the Chachamim told us Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov that a person from mincha l'mayla should not be osek in malacha, because you're preparing for Shabbos. However, Erev Pesach, because you had the Korban Pesach, which started at Chatzos, so the Chachamim goes there that a person should not do malacha from Chatzos. Now, even though today we don't have the Korban Pesach, we're still knowing an Isser of malacha from Chatzos and on Erev Pesach, A, because we don't always know what the Tam of the Chachamim is, and just because the Tam appears not to exist anymore, nevertheless, the Me'iri tells us that we're not Mevatel the Zera, even though the Tam appears to no longer exist. That's number one. Number two, because Pesach, a person is busy preparing for the Nyanim of the Seder, the preparing for the Seder, so therefore it's important for us to end our regular weekday and start by preparing and not doing malacha. So that starts from Chatzos. Now the question is, what about before Chatzos? Apparently there were different minhagim, and in some places there were noheg accustomed not to do malacha even earlier than Chatzos, before Chatzos. So the Mishnah tells us, Makom shenahagu lasos malacha b'arba pesachim ad Chatzos. In a place where the minhag was that they did malacha erev Pesach until Chatzos, osim, you can do malacha, because it's something that's a minhag, it's not a halacha, so if that's what the minhag ha-makom is, you can be accustomed yourself with the minhag ha-makom. Makom shenahagu shelo lasos, if you're in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha even before Chatzos, ein osim, you should not do malacha. Now, what happens if somebody lives in one place and he goes and spends Pesach in another? So if somebody is traveling and he goes to a place where they do malacha before Chatzos, and he goes to a place where the minig is not to do malacha before Chatzos, says the Mishnah, or the verse, if he comes from a place where they don't do malacha erev Pesach before Chatzos, and he goes the Makom Shosim to a place where they do malacha erev Pesach before Chatzos, says the Mishnah, Noftim Olav, when you put upon him Chumrei Makom Sheyotze Misham, the stringencies of the place from which he left, Chumrei Makom Shehalach Hashem, and the stringencies of the place to which he has gone. So therefore, regardless of one of the places, either where he's coming from or where he's going to, the minig is not to do malacha erev Pesach before Chatzos, so he would not do malacha. However, the Mishnah says, Vayishana Odin b'fnei machlokes, he should not be different because of machlokes. Now, exactly what this means, the Bartanura explains, because the rule seems to be simple. You take upon yourself the stringencies of both. It says to Bartanura that here we're talking about a case that he came from a place that they don't do malach, which is the second case, the last case we just had of the Mishnah. And he goes to a place where they do malacha. So even though normally we would say that he has to take upon himself, he should not be Mishana Makom, he should not take upon himself something that would be different than the Minaga Makom, because then it would look like he is standing out from everybody else and it might create machlokes. But in this particular case, we're not concerned with Yishana Adam. We're not concerned with him behaving differently, because just because he comes from a place where they don't do malacha, and here he's going to a place where they do malacha, that doesn't mean that he has to do malacha, because he can sit there and be quiet and be to himself, and his inactivity doesn't really prove anything, because even in a place where they do malacha, there are people that are inactive and don't have what to do or not busy, and therefore it would not be a problem of Yishana Adam Mepnei Machlokes. It would not be a problem of him being different than everybody else and may cause controversy. Bartanura also ends off by telling us that the whole case of the Mishnah, we have to take upon yourself the stringencies of both the place where you came from and the place where you're going to. That's only if you have intention to go back to the original place where you left. However, if you're traveling and you left your permanent home and you moved to another place, then you do not have to take upon yourself the stringencies of the old place. You take upon yourself whatever the custom is in the new place, whether it's lakula or lakumra, whether it's more stringent or less stringent. Since you left your old place for good and you're not going back, then you take upon yourself the customs of the place to which you are going. This may end the first Mishnah in Perek Dalet, and look forward to continuing with you next time. Thank you.